Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and this morning I've got a message for the National Association of Letter Carriers. Listen, folks, right now the post office is in the middle or in the process of creating new buildings, downsizing old buildings, just bringing a different matrix to the scene. And it worries me, because I am a true advocate, that unions aren't doing enough to protect their members. And I want to start off by letting you know, I believe that to be so, because I believe unions, postal unions, have gotten so comfortable with the fact that members are going to be members, doesn't matter what level of representation they get, they're still going to be members. And once the union gets comfortable with that thought process, the necessity or the urgency to do something beneficial for their members, that gets put on the back burners. I want to start off the podcast by addressing the letter carriers, NALC, because you are that ambassador that more customers get to see. You see, inside the plant, they can process mail, put it on a truck, but that letter carrier, you're the one putting that mail in the customer's mailbox, and the customer gets to view you. So a lot of times you take unnecessary grief because of postal plans and actions, because you are the person that the customer gets to see most of. Now, listen. They're going to be moving letter carriers around. They're going to be consolidating buildings into what they call small delivery units, designed to be the home of multiple zip codes. These are customer service buildings. Keep that in mind, because it's going to come back to fruition a little later in the conversation. When they move a carrier from point A to point B without any adjustment to that carrier's route, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a culminating event that's going to say to the customer, the Postal Service don't care about you because your mail's still sitting in the building. Again, when you move or make an adjustment on a carrier's route and not do route adjustments, which is, let me slow down a little bit. Let me back up. It's my understanding from talking to many postal officials that once the LPCs and the SDUSs are put in play, carriers are going to be relocated into these mega postal centers. But they're not making any adjustments to the carrier route, because they're going to use downtime that was naturally created from the sequencing of flats or waiting for mail. They're going to capture that downtime now and put it as travel time. Well, let me tell you something. Houdini and all his magical expertise can't make that happen. Carriers are going to be relocated to another station, and they're not getting adjustments to their routes. So what's going to happen now is you're going to start that fight with that postal manager who's convinced you can now do your route with the addition or the deletion of time based on, here, we're not going to do any adjustments for your route. That is crazy. So the carrier is now going to go to work at this new station. They're going to need additional help. And because the concept of putting in your 3996 auxiliary assistance request is going to be laughed at, customers are going to end up paying a price for that. Very simple. We understand that the matrix is changing. We understand that there's going to be regional centers, local centers, and then small delivery unit centers. That's going to happen. But why not take the time and do it right? You're going to cause all kind of unnecessary headaches and grief for that letter carrier, which is going to transfer into packages and mail not being delivered timely to the customer, which is now going to mean, again, U.S. Postal Service, you'll be on CNN about why can't you deliver mail to the public. simply put, make the adjustments to these routes. Get carrier buy-in into what it is you're trying to do. Because, see, if you treat that letter carrier right from the beginning, you won't have this big major payout in a year or two, and the customers won't have to suffer until Postal Service decides the jig is up. You can't play games with people's employment like moving routes without adjustments. They'll make the adjustments, and then everything will be back to normal. But because they are the U.S. Postal Service, they've got to go through this process of inefficiency so that they can just fix it later. Makes no sense, but kind of how they operate. Hey, letter carriers, no one asked me my opinion, nor will they. But if they did, I would probably say to the Postal Service, listen, if you really want to bargain in good faith, how about we do this simple adjustment to the carrier's route? It's a simple adjustment, and it is an initial adjustment to be further evaluated for additional changes. Number one, the distance from the post office to the new SDU, let's multiply that twice for going and coming, and make an initial adjustment to that carrier's route for that distance and time, or come to the understanding that you're going to pay that carrier overtime for that distance and time until additional or more comprehensive adjustments can be made to that carrier's route. I'm just saying, if you do the right thing initially, you'll have buy-in and carrier support when you come back to do the final adjustment. Now, I know that's a new concept for postal management, thinking you need carrier support. But let me tell you, if it's going to work, you better believe you need that support. To the letter carriers hearing my podcast for the first time, let me give you a little background, a little insight into the podcaster. I started my postal career early 80s. One of the first jobs I had was a letter carrier. So here's my roots. My first job in the post office, I was a letter carrier. Of course, we did it different. Back in the days when I carried mail, those green boxes on the street that used to be on street corners that wouldn't allow you to deposit mail in, see, those were our relay stations. I'm going back that far. I also assisted in putting together short-term assist. One of the union locals in New Jersey, Northern New Jersey, Passaic County, Bourbon County area, Branch 38. You know, I'm going back in the day now. But I assisted, I think, one of the first presidents, a gentleman by the name of Al Ferranto. But in the process, here's some true stuff here. In the process of about to leave the post office and go full-time union in the early 80s, management offered me a position, and I went to the dark side. I did. So let me, that's a little of my background. I spent about 20 years in postal management, 20 plus years. I came back to the craft side. I got sent back to the craft side. Yeah, you read between those lines. I got in the union, and the mail handler union, which is a different podcast that I'm not going to share with you right now. I don't know you that well yet, because that's some different shit there. But anyway, so I just want you to know that when I speak on a subject, I try to make sure my research is good. And if I speak on delivery, it's important for me to know that you know whether I'm right or wrong. Okay, he's got a background experience that allows him to speak what he speaks. Okay, so that's your podcaster with respect to letter carriers. But you got to understand something. The post office has never taken proper care of the letter carrier. And I mean that with all sincerity. I've done a lot of jobs, a whole lot of jobs in the post office. But, and listen, I'm not bowing to you, so you follow my podcast with the statement I'm about to make. But I think that the letter carrier is the toughest job in the United States Postal Service. And I think that they are grossly, let me say it again, grossly underpaid for what they are expected to do. Now, having said that, follow my podcast. Right now, I spent time speaking to the letter carrier, but my subjects are very complex. And this is why I like to say I've got a eclectic podcast. Today, I'm talking letter carriers. Tomorrow, I might be talking state police, CIA. Who knows? But I try to make it interesting so that following the Kenny Hodges podcast, there's always going to be something for somebody. Hey, I talk to you when I talk to you. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, man.